Hi, I'm Laura Silva Quesada, and I'd like to welcome you to the Silva Mind Body Healing Course. Before we begin, I really want us to come together and start thinking about what are some of the outcomes that we want to achieve. In order for us to be better prepared for the information that's going to be presented in this course, I'd like for you to consider a few things. Bring to mind, what are the very goals you hope to achieve by listening to this course? Because something made you buy it. What are the very things that you wish to accomplish by the end of this program? By the time you finish the last CD of this course, what do you want to look like? What do you want to feel inside and out? How is your thought process going to be different and better? How are you going to know that you are moving towards health? Because it is about healing. Mind-body healing. Your mind over your body healing. It's about whole body healing, holistic healing. The kind of healing that occurs when you take responsibility for your body. Let's face it, the way our world is evolving today, can you really rely on somebody else or some other system outside of you being in charge of your health and healing in the near future? Your body as a whole has the capacity to heal itself. And to achieve true health and healing, you must actively participate in the healing process. There's a lot of techniques out there that can help in healing the mind, body, and emotions. Some techniques may seem like a quick fix, and that may be true to a certain extent in that they do help alleviate the symptoms, emotional or otherwise, but may not get to the fundamental roots. For true healing, there is no real shortcut. The shortest route to true healing is to confront the true causes of illness, and that is very dimensional, and the reason why we must work with the healing of all of our parts, the emotional, the spiritual, the mental, and then it can all be made manifest in the physical. It's important for you to have a clear understanding in your mind, in your being, as to what all you do want to achieve. Now, I know that some of us have different health needs, and some of us know a lot more information about health and healing, others maybe not as much. Here, you're going to learn information that can truly change your life for the better and can truly lead to a healthier you. A holistically healthier you, where you feel, believe, think, behave, and you live and talk with health just pouring out of you. The tools, the information, the concepts, the techniques, the discussions will be presented in a way that I hope will definitely make a difference in your life for the better. Think of what you want to achieve as an outcome as to where health is concerned. Because you must have a clearly defined outcome in your mind. We're talking about health not only as far as health of the body. The body is the expression of everything else that's going on inside of you. Everything else is going on inside your mind, inside your spirit. All of that that is invisible and intangible within you expresses itself in your body. And simply because it's so obvious as to where you stand internally by what you express or represent externally. This is going to be a journey of self-discovery for many of you. And you may want to listen to this home study course with someone who is supportive of your healing process or is in the process of healing themselves. This way, you can discuss your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and express with one another and develop a support system for each other. There's something magical about exposing your heart and soul, your fear and your pain, to someone who really, really cares. Suddenly, things fall into proper perspective, and you can move forward faster and easier, and the healing truly begins. So it's a good idea to get a journal and write down your discoveries about yourself along the way, Entitle your journal with something that is meaningful to you. There's a heartfelt reason why I've taken a lot of time and a lot of interest in studying holistic health. Although today I am so healthy and I love my life. I love my husband, my children, family members, the people I work with. I have a wonderful, wonderful life and it's healthy. There was a time that it wasn't all that way. It was a time when my body was broken, my spirit was broken, my heart was broken, my way of thinking was not resourceful or productive. I felt a disconnect with God. It was just a time that was a very gloomy time in my life. Those things that happen in our past tend to result in certain outcomes, certain belief structures that govern our living experience. And it was really a great concern to me at one point in my life, many, many years ago, that if I didn't do something now to change it, I was not going to have a life, much less a healthy life. I was to have no life because the direction that I had taken at that time was getting worse and worse and worse. The energy was evolving in a very negative way, and it had to stop. So I very clearly remember the moment when I made a decision that I was going to turn my life around. I was going to turn my health around. And it wasn't just about the body. It was about my spirit. It was about my mind. It was about my emotions. It was about my belief structures that were governing my living experience. And when I stopped to think and work with that, I literally felt like, where do I begin? Where do I begin? I'm such a broken mess. And I thought, well, just take the first step because until you do, you won't know what the next step is going to be. And I want to say how happy I am for you that you have taken this step because this is the first step that is going to open the door towards your healing process. And we're going to do this together. I want you to listen to my voice. I want you to know how passionate I am about wanting to give you this information because I know that it saved my life. I know that if it wasn't for this, I wouldn't be here today being able to share this information with you. I know that if I can just reach your heart, reach your soul, reach you deep inside, this information, when you apply it, will make your life, your health better. This is the only body you have. This body is going to carry you through the rest of your life. Now, how do you want to be? At this very moment, you can decide. You can decide to have a life of health, of strength, vitality, of joy, a life of love, a life where you're true to yourself and you carry yourself with vigor, or you can choose to do nothing, depending on somebody else to take care of your health and continue to evolve your life with old beliefs that are going to say, oh, people, when they get older, they begin to hurt. They begin to get diseased. They get tired, can't stand up straight. Their bones get weak. What do you choose? Because you can truly turn it around. You can truly choose to live with a quality of life that is going to be healthy in every respect of the word healthy. Get yourself in a mental state that is going to allow this information to go deep within you, that you will be able to utilize it, that you'll consider applying the tools, techniques, and the concepts, and that you will be able to make changes for the better. By this time, you realize that we're not just going to focus on just the health of the body, because that's not enough. It's not enough to just say, okay, I want to fix my body up, because the body will not get healthier if the rest of you is not healthy as well. The whole body is referred to as having three components, the spirit, the mind, and the physical body itself. But what is not usually addressed is probably the most important component of health, and that is your emotions. Most people don't like to deal with their emotions because it's either too revealing or can be very challenging or difficult, even painful. And some of you at this point in time would probably think, okay, this is where I step out because I don't want to go there. Well, guess what? If you don't go there, you're not going to get healthy. I want to be really upfront with you right now. We're going to be working with the emotional you early on in the program, along with belief structures. We're going to be working with those beliefs that govern your living experience that don't work for you, and we're going to change them. So for our practical use and purposes, we'll be talking about health from a whole body or holistic point of view. And that means that we're going to be addressing health from a physical, a mental, a spiritual, and an emotional point of view. I find it easier if I can talk about those different components as bodies, the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body. And each of those parts or each of those bodies have individual needs and or requirements that when are met ensure true health and well-being, and that's a fact. Through this course, you're going to learn how to achieve true health and well-being. It'll be very clearly explained so that it becomes a goal that is extremely possible for you to manifest. I and my colleagues, Drs. George Asau, Joe McGillicuddy, Aratula Fulham, and Ray Jimenez, along with Father Justin Bielitz and my sister Isabel Silva Chateau, will be providing you with information that will give you every reason to believe that true health is within your reach. And by satisfying the needs of each of your bodies or each of your parts, every area of your life will improve and become healthier through time. In this course, you're also going to learn that the one single factor that strengthens the connection between the body, mind, spirit, and emotions is that of meditating. And there's no escape from that. Meditating is the one thing that is going to strengthen your relationship with yourself, with your body, and especially with those parts of you that are invisible, intangible, with the physical senses, which is that spiritual part of you. The only true way to relate to that part of you that is spiritual and invisible is through meditation. And that practice or that exercise of meditation is the one thing that does strengthen the connection of spirit, mind, body, and emotions. It's going to be factored in everything we do throughout this program or throughout this course. The Civil Mind Body Healing course is loaded with valuable information, tools, and exercises, all designed in order for you to turn your dreams of health into a reality.